that's one series, and the Tigers get to the second weekend, right?
Yep.
Or Memphis football gets to the playoff.
I'm going Grizzlies to the second round.
Okay, maybe that's unfair.
I think these are all kind of equivalent, though.
How about Tiger football win the division, because we can't control what else
win
happens,
the
whatever else. They Tiger football win the conference. Memphis basketball get to the second weekend. Memphis Grizzlies get to at least win a series.
Win a playoff series. I still think I'm going with the Grizzlies because
it's the most likely thing those things to happen.
Right, because I think it's most likely if Memphis ends up winning the conference, the way that would have to play out, they're probably in the playoff. The problem that I see is their toughest games this year are all on the road.
I guess here's the thing. We're going to table. You know what they're going to say? Let's put a pin in this. Mm-hmm. Let's put a pin in this.
We'll circle back.
We'll talk to Dan Devine coming up next. Then Sam Hardiman. Maybe another day we will talk about this. NBA playoffs underway. Not too late to get on in the action on FanDuel. Right now, new customers, $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to use on same game parlays, live bets, whatever you like. One winning $5 bet and you get $150 in bonus bets. No better place to bet on all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel.com/Calkins to get started. C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Dan Devine, when we return, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station, on the go, on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Rewind any show, any segment now. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen, the NBA playoffs have tipped off, but it's not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers, get this, get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's right. That's $150 in bonus bets to use on same-game parlays, live bets, champion futures, and so much more. There is no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. Again, new users, $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. Just go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. If you have a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline. That's 1-800-889-9789. 1-800-889-9789.
Visit Frontier Western Store today for new shirts and boots. Frontier is your top Carhartt store in the Mid-South. There's thousands of in-stock shirts and jeans. They have the classic K87 pocket tee in every color they make, including new ones just released. Available small to 4X. Want new jeans? Frontier has you covered with super tough work denim by Carhartt. And you've got to check out their selection of Ariat jeans for men, women, and children. You'll love how easy it is to find the size and style you need. Have you seen Frontier's remodeled world-famous boot showroom? It continues to expand. New styles by Ariat just arrived, plus plenty of in-stock proven classics, too. Whether you need work or dress boots, trust that Frontier's the place to come. See thousands of pairs of Ariat boots and thousands more by Dan Post, Corral, Durango, Rocky, Twisted X, and others. And Frontier's pricing is lower than online and chain stores, so you know just the local shop to visit. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Locally owned and operated since 1967.
Summer starts now with Memorial Day appliance savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances from brands like KitchenAid. And right now, you can double your savings when you spend $2,500 or more. Shop in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Offer valid through 6/5. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Introducing Now, reliable internet with unlimited data for $30 a month all in. No commitments, no hidden fees. Now that's calming. Like floating on a cloud, but not in a scary way. More like in a, this cloud is made of cotton candy and it's tasty kind of way. That's good. Feeling calmer already. Because Now Internet comes with no worries and plenty of peace of mind, knowing that you've made the best decision. Cheers to you, my friend. The choice is easy. Turn chill mode on with Now Internet, backed by the Xfinity Network. Now, excuse me, gotta run. I see a massage chair with my name on it.
Get Now Internet starting at $30 a month. It's better tech at a better price and better than 5G home internet. Turn chill mode on at Xfinity.com/now. Restrictions apply. Speeds up to 100 megabits per second. Actual speeds vary. Pricing subject to change.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN. An Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Cawkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back at the Jeff Cawkins Show. Join now, in place of Chris Harrington, the spot that Chris Harrington normally occupies, but he's moving into his house in the Twin Cities today, unloading the pods. And so Dan Devine has been gracious enough. He couldn't join us Monday because it was Memorial Day. Dan Devine has been gracious enough to join us. Dan, of course, writes for Yahoo. You should read him over there. You should listen to the podcast No Cap Room and follow him on Twitter at Your Man Divine. Dan, you're awfully nice to join us. I've said, like, this is a weird day because Wednesdays after Memorial Day feel like Tuesdays, but because you're with us, it feels like a Monday. It used to be on Thursday, so it feels quarter like a I'm a little lost, but I'm glad to have you here.
Well, so the arrival of me here is I woke up in a tent at a campsite on Monday morning and said, oh my God, I forgot to email Jeffrey Wright and let him know I couldn't do the show today. And then I got home, and then yesterday morning I was like, I am so sorry, I owe you one. And he goes, those five missed calls from me were me letting you know we didn't have a show, but while I have you, are you available tomorrow? So, yeah, I don't know what day it is. I barely know where I am, but I'm happy to be here with you on the radio.
Thank you so much. I feel so much better about totally forgetting 3 weeks ago that you were on Monday, knowing that you were. I was just in my own little intellectual tent that day. Obviously, where were you camping?
In I think the name of the place is like Wawayanda State Park, I believe, in New Jersey, near the Delaware Water Gap. My two daughters are there. They do outdoor service guys, scout thing, and so I am so not a camping guy, like not even close.
Really?
No. Left to my own devices, I would never. but when you are in the middle, you find yourself like on a mountain hiking with a bunch of small children being like, I don't really want to do this anymore. You kind of have to just keep going, ah, you're doing great. We're almost at the top. Because they need to get done so I can get done. So I can get back to my car, so I can get closer to getting home. So that was kind of my whole motivation on the trip, but it was lovely, and there were many nice things. But no basketball for a few days, and then I came back yesterday, and all of a sudden, we had one sweep, or I came back on Monday, rather, one sweep on the verge of another, and I had a lot to catch up on. So, but I have caught up, and I'm ready to talk basketball with you, Jeff.
So, have the Timberwolves now pitched their tent in this series? Stay a while? Is that what's happening here? I was telling Jeffrey, there's a reason there's 0-155 when you're down 3-0. It's because you're the inferior team. But in this circumstance, someday some team will do it, and it will be a circumstance like this where Minnesota isn't demonstrably the inferior team, or certainly not by any wide margin. And so I think it's within the realm of the possible, isn't it, at least?
I would say yes. I mean, I think we still have to lean pretty heavy on the history here for a reason, as you mentioned, but this is a series where the Wolves have led in the final 5 minutes in all four games. They have been, this has not been blowout city. It's not been the Wolves are incapable of doing enough to stay in the fight. It's been loud and consistent. You can't play Rudy Gobert. Play top coverage. Can't do it.
Dan, I'm going to interrupt you. We're going to try back because now it sounds like you're on the top of a mountain. So I have a bad connection. We're going to call you right back. Hold that thought. We'll call you right back. Okay. Dan Devine will join us here in a moment. Jeffrey hung up on him, is trying him back. We've had this problem with Dan in New York a little bit recently anyway. So we're going to hope that we get Dan back because I would like his wisdom on this series. Hope we get him back, we get him clear, and he is down from that mountain. I like to think, there we are, Jeff, he rejoined us. Anyway, you were saying it's been close in every single game, and Rudy Gobert, pick up where you left off.
Yeah, so first off, I'm sorry. Secondly, for all the discussion, loudly on the broadcast about how the drop coverage is getting killed and you can't play drop against Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, the Wolves have defended well enough to win in this series. The issue has been, can they get their offense going? And their offense, as we saw in Game 4, looks a heck of a lot better when Karl-Anthony Towns can make some shots. And it was the full gift and the curse, Sturmund drawing of the Cat experience of five of the dumbest fouls ever saw in your life. So when he was on the court, they were in that stretch in the third and fourth quarter, I made four threes in that stretch. He hadn't made three in the entire series. And it unleashes everything. It unclenches stuff. It creates more driving lanes for Anthony Edwards. And listen, he's driving into five bodies pretty much every time he gets the ball, but they just need him to do it, right? In the first game of the series, he only had 10 drives to the basket, which was extraordinarily low for him, and then he's been up over 20 in 2, 3, and 4, and they're getting better stuff out of it. Early in the game last night, he gets to the line a bunch, gets himself into a rhythm. That winds up being important for them to be able to play with the lead a little bit. It just, when Cat gets going and when Ant is going, it's a simplistic level of analysis, but it's the truth. If they're generating more good possessions and making more shots than Luka and Kyrie, that's the margins. That's the margins in this series, because we haven't had, in series past for Dallas, it was P.J. Washington goes bananas when the coverage leaves him open, or Derek Jones Jr. goes bananas. That hasn't really happened in this series. Minnesota's been able to keep a lid on the other guys for the most part, in large part because of the drop coverage, because you're not constantly in rotation and leaving the guys open for three. And if you have an off night from Kyrie Irving, like they got last night, or if Anthony Edwards is able to make things a little bit tougher on Luka Doncic, like they got last night, all of a sudden you're right there. And so that's the thing. Whether the Wolves can do this three more times in three more games, that's an awfully steep mountain to climb, to bring us back to the metaphor. But
it's working.
But they have been they've been fighting in a phone booth for four games, and they finally got one on the chin last night. So I wouldn't be shocked to see them do it again at home and send it back to Dallas for six. And then you start making the series shorter and shorter, the margins get thinner and thinner, and who the heck knows what can happen.
And asking Karl-Anthony Towns to make shots is not. That's what he does. I mean, he would tell you, but it's not like it's not like asking Kyle Anderson to make shots. It's asking Karl Anthony Towns to make shot to shoot what he did in the regular season. How much do you think, by the way, do you credit or the defensive changes that Minnesota made last night for Dallas's struggles. They obviously swapped, putting Edwards on Doncic and McDaniel on Kyrie. What did that seem significant to you, or happenstance that it worked out well?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that's something I want to take a look at today, because I'm going to be writing like a Game 5 walk-up for Yahoo Sports, so that it'll go up tomorrow morning. And that's something I want to look at, just kind of what was Jaden McDaniels doing with Kyrie? Like, was that an influence on him having, having a tougher time finding a rhythm, just the length at the point of attack against a smaller defender, which, you know, we've seen that time and again, right? I think the thing that surprised me a little bit with Anthony Edwards and Luka is, Luka had looked pretty comfortable when he'd drawn that matchup earlier in the series. Like, you get him on a switch, you get him in transition, you're able to, Luka's physicality at whatever he is, 6'7", 230, 235, it seemed like he wasn't having a hard time moving through Ant. But for most of last night, Ant was right there. He was absorbing those bumps, the body blows. Like, Luka wasn't as easily able to create separation. You know, after the first few minutes where he got a couple of step backs to go and I think made his first three shots, Ant made it really tough on him. I believe the NBA.com tracking data had it as Luka was 4-for-14 against Ant as the primary defender last night. Basically, you'll take that every day of the week if you're in Minnesota. And, you know, Luka's still going to be able to make shots. He's still going to be able to facilitate. But I think changing the look on him, getting another, a more physical, point of attack defender, a little bit of a thicker, sturdier guy on Luka, and then making Kyrie play through more length, I think that might have had an effect. And especially when you're able to then, without having to junk up the matchups too much, it's not like you're putting Conley on Kyrie and then you feel like you got to bail him out of that matchup by putting two on the ball. That's the thing. That's what, this discussion all series long about, can you live playing drop coverage? Well, sometimes great jump shooters and great pull-up shooters and great facilitators are going to beat you because that's what they do. But if you're just going to commit to putting two on the ball, constantly blitzing and double-teaming, smart playmakers, especially like Luka is one of the most, the best players, best passers rather, and players out of those advantage situations that we've seen in recent memory. So like those guys are going to carve that up if you see a set diet. Playing them straight and staying close to the guys in the perimeter, that's the best bet. And sometimes you're just going to lose that. They finally got it to go their way, and I think those matchups, my guess is players at the level of Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, you give them enough of one thing.
Right.
The defenders are, they're going to figure it out. But I think that was, Chris Finch said after the game, like, listen, we needed something else. Like, we weren't getting what we needed to, so we shifted the matchups, tried to get a little more length on Kyrie, tried to get a little more physical on Luka, and it panned out. You get it to go that way one more time, and then all of a sudden things get a lot more interesting.
Talking to Dan Devine, you can read him at Yahoo. No Caprum is the podcast on Twitter at @YouAreManDivine. Last question. We got news about LeBron. I don't think it really was news. I mean, I think we knew he was going to stay in the draft, but now you've got the quote from Rich Paul saying they're not going to be accepting a two-way deal for Bronny. Do you have any, like, what do you think, big picture here, what is going on with LeBron, Bronny, the Lakers, all of that?
That if any agent is, especially one with the power and the sway that Rich Paul has, wouldn't be doing his job if he wasn't saying, like, we're looking for a guaranteed deal. We're looking at our goal here is not to come out of this with, like, the Fred Van Vliet situation where something wants to take you in the late 50s and you got to say, like, all right, well, I'll go to summer league, I'll take the two-way, I'll bet on myself and I'll figure it out from there, or whatever, insert yeah. analogous player here. We want to get, we want to get our guy into the back end of the first round. We want a guaranteed deal. We want, to try to set him up for the best situation for success. Any parents would be doing, maybe not exactly the way LeBron's doing it, but if you got the opportunity to try to put your thumb on the scale and maybe make that happen, you can certainly understand that. I think the thing to me that is, like, it's about creating expectations, and obviously that's going to be impossible. The guy's name is LeBron James Jr. It's going to be hard to calibrate expectations. But if you're looking at this and saying, all right, 6'3 combo guard in shoes who likes to share the ball, can defend at a pretty high level, and is a pretty decent physical athlete, like, you're saying, what if LeBron James' kid is D'Anthony Melton? Then maybe you're not going to be disappointed, right? Like, maybe you're going to say, well, that guy's a useful NBA player who's going to make, have three or four contracts in the league and might stick around a decade. If you're saying, well, LeBron James' son needs to be LeBron James, then I think you're expecting perhaps too much, considering there've maybe been, three guys or two guys guys or however many, you know, maybe no guys in the way you view things that have been at that level in the history of the sport. So I think what they're doing is saying, we're going to try to pull whatever levers we can to put him in a position to get a guaranteed contract, to get him into the first round, and then also try to steer the process to get him where someplace we want him to go, whether that's with LeBron or just in a city that he wants to be in. It's agenting and it's maybe parenting at a high level, but you know who has manipulated the chessboard? LeBron. I don't know. So we'll see if he can do that for Bronny. But I think what's going to wind up happening is no matter where he lands, it's going to be a sink or swim situation on his own merits. And he's got the tools to be an interesting player, just maybe not the kind of player people expect LeBron James's kid to be.
Dan, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Take care, Jeff.
Yeah, Dan Devine. Apologize for the technical stuff. That was a little bit rough. He's worth it listening to, even broken up. But we have this issue consistently. I don't know what exactly we're going to do, because I do like hearing from Dan Devine. He's been gracious for many years now to join us and talk about the NBA. And it's interesting, Jeffrey. His perspective there seemed to be that this is just agenting. You do what you can. You try to get, if you can get your client a guaranteed deal, you get your client a guaranteed deal, and you push whatever buttons there are to push.
No, I mean, I think that's fair. I think the problem that people have had with it is it's one thing to be agenting. It's another thing when it's feels like
this it's not your leverage. That's right. The thing. Yes, if you are, I mean, we see it all the time. Players refuse to work out, play whatever else, but they're not using their father's greatness. They're not using, you know what I mean? They're using whatever leverage they have to get what they want. Right. Eli Manning did it, right? You know what I mean? Like, you use leverage to get what you want. And I don't think with Eli Manning it's fair to say his father or his brother had anything to do. I mean, in advising him might have, but like no one was doing it to appease the Mannings, right?
No, I think it's they didn't want to go to San Diego, and San Diego liked Rivers, and they
it was
found,
no different than John Elway refusing. John Elway used whatever leverage he had to not go to the Colts, but it wasn't because his daddy was great. You know what I mean? It's just, it feels different and ickier when it's not your leverage.
Yeah. I think that's the problem that people have with it.
It's honestly, yeah. It's kind of reached the problem the issue that I have with it as well. All right, we got Sam Hardiman. We'll talk to Sam coming up next about what is going on in the city of Memphis. Before that, I will tell you, if you are selling your house, Josh Hysaw would be the person to call. You had a client recently, Angie, and she had a son, and the son had a house in East Memphis, and the house needed some work before it was sold. And so you're wondering there, what do you do? Do you you have to pour $30,000 into the house in order to, like, are you going to get your money back out of it if you do that? You're going to schedule, all these open houses and whatever else. Is her son really going to be able to keep that? And so what Angie did, and what her son did, was take advantage of one of the things that Josh Hysaw does, which is to have a cash offer program. Get a cash offer within 24 hours. That way you don't have to get the house ready for sale. You don't have to any open houses. The house is just sold. Within 3 weeks, it was closed. Angie and her son were thrilled. So if you get in touch with Josh, you're selling your house, he will make an instant cash offer for full market value of your home, or you can pop on over to his website and just see what your house is worth at joshhasthebuyers.com. Phone number, 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147, joshhasthebuyers.com. Sam Hardiman joins us next. It is Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station, on the go, on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Rewind any show, any segment now. 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis' sports station and podcast leader.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to get to Gossett Kia on the Pike so Bobby J can put you in your new Kia today. Want summer fun and 41 mpg? We Gossett with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month. Get extra room and extra fun with 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease, plus 0% APR for 48 months available on the all-new Kia EV9. And peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Include all rebates and incentives. Price excludes 695 PF. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561-0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG510, 849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS, RE78169, MSRP 21820, plus finance through Hyundai, excludes tax title and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Soak up the summer savings with Family Dollar. Whether you're shopping for everyday essentials or planning a sun-filled trip, Family Dollar has amazing deals on the stuff you need this season. Like Coppertone sun care products, now buy one, get one 50% off. Or Capri Sun 10 packs on sale for only $3. Want to save even more? Check out the Family Dollar app to see how you can save more than ever before with smart coupons. Only at Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Spring has sprung at Southland Casino Hotel. Join us in April and May for the $600,000 Spring Fling Giveaway. On Mondays and Tuesdays from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., play your favorite slot machine and you can instantly receive up to $100 in free play. Close out the week with $20,000 Friday drawings and win your share of $20,000 cash every 30 minutes from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Earn entries Monday through Friday, plus get a free entry every weekday for the Friday drawings. Big wins are blooming only at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
Hi, I'm State Farm Agent Kathy Thurman Edwards, and I understand your frustration with rising cost. Call 901-767-7000. And let us help you with a game plan to know what your coverage is and why it's important to you. I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season. And we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
And this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding. You know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally. You know what I'm talking about? So, check it out. First got it when he was six, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a lisp like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit.
Back on the Jeff Hawkins Show, joined now by Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian. Sam writes about the city. Not always an easy job, but he does it with distinction, and he joins me now. Sam, before I get to the stuff that you're an expert on that you've written about with authority, I'm just going to go totally off the rails. This Graceland story is wild.
It's nuts.
What the hell is, to the extent you can, what the hell is happening? We got an email at 1 in the morning from someone saying they were a scammer based in Uganda who'd been, what the hell? Explain to me as best you can tell. Yeah.
Yeah. So first, shout out my colleague Aaron Fleming, who's been bird dogging this story, which is the weirdest of all stories. And,
and
God bless him, because my hair would be grayer than it already is if I had to. But what essentially happened, and we just published, and go check it out on thedailymemphian.com, is someone purporting to be the scammer behind the company that almost foreclosed on Graceland, in a message to the Daily Memphian, which is riddled with grammatical errors. And the reason I bring this up is because most of the messages from the company that was trying to foreclose on Graceland were also riddled with grammatical errors. And so maybe supports the idea that this is actually an out-of-country scammer who English does not come to as a first language. But anyway, essentially, someone purporting to be a scammer confessed to now the Daily Memphian, but first the New York Times yesterday, that they just were trying to foreclose on Graceland and that they were trying to extort money as part of the process. And that's, I mean, bonkers, and I may be butchering some of the nuance here, but I'm sort of bewildered like everybody else.
It's just the wildest. So makes all these stories about the vanishing homicide detectives seem positively pedestrian by comparison. But anyway, you can read that story about the Ugandan scammers and Graceland over at the Daily Memphian. I do have a whole lot of things to talk to you about. Mostly, honestly, they seem to have to do with crime prevention, policing, all of that. One of the stories you had since we last spoke was that, in fact, we do have, it seems like, a dwindling number of homicide investigators over in the police department at a time when there's no dwindling number of homicides.
Yeah, I'm glad that we get to use the word dwindle today. I think it's underused. But what happened, and we got a records request back at the Daily Memphian, and I'm going to shout out a former colleague, Ben Wheeler, because this was his records request when he worked with us, that gave us a roster of the homicide detectives in the department. And it's down to 32, which is down from 40 a couple of years ago. I think it was higher before that, but I'm not certain. And last year there were 398 homicides in the city of Memphis, give or take. And so that means a lot of homicides, a lot of murders need to be solved. And you know, I've watched The Wire. I've never investigated a homicide, but it seems like a lot of work. And the more homicides you have on your plate, as a homicide detective and investigator, I would imagine is gets harder. And so you have this city, like you said, Jeff, where homicides seem to be going up or at least growing. And the people who are tasked with solving them, they're fewer and fewer.
So the records request, I gather, in December of 2021, there were 40. And then the records request suggested that in December of 2023, there were 32 homicide detectives. As you said in your story, nearly 400 homicides last year, and another more than 100 already this year. It is interesting to me that the police department didn't comment on it. I will say I'm struck. I think the mayor has finished up his One Memphis tour. The last speaking tour was last night. And Chief Davis goes on those. And when she talks, I find her to be sometimes a little defensive, but honestly pretty good. Like when I've been to two of them now. And I think I like hearing from her. I like hearing what she has to say and what her plans are. I don't really understand. It appears you asked for a comment on this. I just think it would behoove them to talk about this stuff.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No. So I asked the police department, well, what's the average caseload? Because some people may have a higher, you know, caseload. Us may have a lower caseload. And they did not respond to that request. I also asked because the city of Memphis is Xing out in the budget. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I think you can find it on the podcast version of this if you want to listen, about how vacant positions in the police department are being used to essentially go away to help balance the budget. And I asked the city, well, there are 92 or so positions and 90 plus positions in investigative services that are going to be vacant ones that are going to be rooted. What positions are you not going to be hiring for? Because, you know, to me, the logical question is some vacant homicide investigator positions not being hired for? Because that would be certainly noteworthy. And so, you know, the police department, it's their prerogative to respond. I mean, they have to respond legally to records requests. They don't have to respond to requests for comment and questions like mine. And that's okay. I think the public would benefit in this case, and I'm always going to make the argument that the public would benefit from more information here. It would benefit for people to understand the real burdens that the homicide
people have. We're all on the same side here. We're all on the same side. I think people, if you humanize the police, and we can identify with the challenges, it actually makes the police, it seems more sympathetic, and you're less apt to just rant about, not you, but the citizenry, about what the hell is going wrong in this, whatever else. Anyway, so it astonishes me, but interesting and important story there about the homicide investigators. Second story, there's a story about the back and forth involving Brent Taylor, involving State Rep John Gillespie, basically about enforcement of traffic laws as much as anything else, these pretextual stops. Tell me if you can, what is right now the city of Memphis's position and the police department's position on pretextual traffic stops?
I'm going to speak carefully here. But the city of Memphis administration told me last week when I asked, essentially, you know, because State Rep. John Gillespie was questioning whether or not MPD was following a new law that essentially banned the city's ban, right, a double negative here, on pretextual traffic stops.
Let me back up real quickly. So the city of Memphis had passed the city council had passed an ordinance saying, do not do pretextual traffic stops. So then the state passed a law saying that ban is null and void. You banned that ban, and so then you have to continue. If someone commits a traffic violation, you have to stop them. You can't just decide not to do it, whatever else. And so now John Gillespie has written a letter saying, all right, we passed this law. I don't think you all have changed your ways. I still think you are going light on these traffic stops, right? That's the gist of it?
Yeah, exactly. And to give a little context here and to shout out Lucas Finton at the Commercial Appeal, Lucas broke a story last week that said the city's policy manual banning these pretextual traffic stops didn't actually change until this year, when the ordinances banning these stops passed the year before. And Police Chief C.J. Davis had told the city council that they had been essentially banned these pretextual stops. But anyway, to the back and forth, the city of Memphis told me last week when I asked, what are you doing about pretextual traffic stops? The city of Memphis administration, not the police department. The police department did not respond, but the administration we follow state law. And so simply put, we are following state law. And that state law, House Bill 1931, you can go look it up on the internet, took effect on March 28th. So the city of Memphis is on the record saying they are following state law in a slew of pretextual traffic stops that were formerly banned in the city are no longer banned because of state law.
It is a little bit of a sticky wicket, because let's be honest, the police, like if a police officer looks around, they could stop anyone at any moment for anything, right? Like there are people going, 58 into 55 all the time. And so you are, in fact, all the time as a police officer, I imagine, exercising your judgment as to what stops you're going to make and which you're not going to make. So you can have a state law saying you have to But you're not going to stop anybody anyway. Like, so isn't there's a massive gray area here, it strikes me. And I don't know what the, like, you said that the policy, Lucas Fenton reported that the policy in the for the Memphis police, what had been updated to say, do not make these we don't know if they've then updated their update, right? We have no idea what the police force has been told by Chief Davis.
Wait, at this time we don't. And I would also say that you probably hit the nail on the head there, which is, you know, police officers are constantly exercising their own judgment, right? Like, these are not autonomous. These are real people, right?
Right.
Like, and they're exercising this judgment in a city where they're tested by circumstance every single day. And so I would say that, like, what we're talking about here, the stories that I reported, the stories that Lucas reported, are what officials in public meetings, et cetera, are saying or saying to get in the media. We're not actually talking about the reality on the street. And there's a real difference between the rhetoric that's happening, the discussion that's happening at the public level, in the media level, and the reality of the street.
So, in the meantime, you had Mayor Paul Young, who on his one Memphis tour, talking about crime last night in Raleigh. And it is interesting to me, because one of the things that he talked about was, and all this stuff is police lingo that I don't, you know, whatever, is code zero saturation, right? I don't, like, he's in favor of code zero saturation in certain high crime areas, seem to be, according to Bill Dries' story at the Daily Memphian. I don't know what the difference between code zero saturation is with, you know, with pretextual, but it seems like, I don't know, it's hard to know what the approach is, I guess. And I don't, do you have a sense of what code zero saturation means?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's a program that Mayor, the police department put into place when Mayor Young took office, which was essentially, you know, zero tolerance of certain behaviors, and I could list them, but that we would be wasting our time, I think. But
yeah,
and this is sort of the mayor's, quote, you know, policy here to show that the city is doing something about crime. And I don't mean to be cynical about what the mayor is saying. I'm not saying that, but, like, police departments, governments put labels on things so they can take credit for the rises and falls in certain data points, okay? It may not be entirely different than what the police department was doing on December 30th before the mayor took office, right? And so, like, I want to say that. But at the same time, I think it's important to note that the mayor is doing what he's always been doing, which is what he calls the both-and argument. We have to stop crime at the root, which is stopping people from turning to a life of crime and making these bad decisions. And that's not punitive stuff. That's carrots, not sticks. And then we also have to have a stick for the people who are breaking these rules. And that's what he was talking about. And I thought it was very interesting because I was in Raleigh last night at Cunningham Community Center, and he began his remarks. But usually he just says, okay, let's have some questions.
Right.
Like, we're going to change the city around. Let's have some questions. Instead, he really had a preface to these remarks of, we are interested in cleaning up this city, both from crime, but we also want it to look better. Because when you listen to regular Memphians in these meetings, and I'm struck by how no one cares about what's happening at FedEx Forum.
Right.
No one's asking about that. They're asking about crime, and they're asking about what can make my community look better. Because if you're a homeowner, your home value is affected by the fact that, like, there's trash down the street. And, like, that really matters. And I think, like, people underestimate that, like, also people want to rag on the idea of more stuff for young people. Every single town hall I've been to, someone has asked, what can we do for the kids so they don't pick up the guns? That, like, that's the paraphrase I'm saying. And so I think that's just important to note as well.
It is interesting because in the midst of all this, you have Brent Taylor writing Bill Lee, Governor Bill Lee, suggesting that an outside consultant be hired to study Memphis's crime issues. Tell us about this outside consultant.
Well, not just any.
Yeah, go ahead.
Outside consultant. Yeah, the outside consultant that Senator Brent Taylor wants the governor to hire regarding Memphis's crime problem is William Bratton, the former NYPD police commissioner, who is well known for because he served under Mayor Giuliani there, and that was coincided with a tremendous drop in crime in New York City in the mid '90s, and he's been the police commissioner in L.A. and in Boston as well. You know, this is, I would say, the story, you can read it on DailyMemphian.com, reported yesterday, is, you know, again, another moment of you know, people at the political level, people at the media level, having these conversations about we need a study, we need an outside look. And Senator Taylor, to be clear, in our interview yesterday, was like, this is not going to solve crime. This is just, we need some outside eyes because we have, you know, he noted in the interview that there are tougher fines. There are tougher prison sentences for crimes. And these are all things that have been passed with the intention of bringing crime down on Memphis. And it hasn't happened yet. And so
did it occur to Brent Taylor at that moment that maybe instead we should try the fewer guns, stricter gun laws, more social programs for the impoverished, that maybe his program is the programs that he favors actually aren't working. So maybe the under the both and approach, it should be some other stuff.
Well, Jeff, I'm going to not be in the senator's head.
I was being argumentative there. I apologize. Go ahead. Anyway, so what did he say? Yes.
And you know, but to your point, I think broader point, Jeff, is like we're having these conversations, and they're conversations at like this very high level about what's happening in Memphis. And I think, you know, there's also the reality of the street. And so I would be curious as to what William Bratton, as a, you know, and I've asked the question, I reached out to him this morning, what he thinks of Memphis with his experience law enforcement eyes, because I think it's an interesting question. You know, Bratton, you know, his policies is, you know, kind of tough on crime policies that, you know, sort of led to stop and frisk in New York City. Stop and frisk existed a long time after William Bratton was there. You know, it was challenged, you know, in the mid early 2010s. In New York City when Michael Bloomberg was
there. So he was famous for the whole broken windows theory, which is right.
Exactly.
But how, I'll ask you this, how is that so different? And it's become controversial now because it can be, you know, applied for a racially disparate impact and whatnot. So it's, how is that broken windows and code zero saturation? They just sound like they're different names for much of the same approach.
I think we would have to have a little more time for me to explain the differences here. But I think like the conversation that the city's having about blight and about how things look and like the lawlessness that comes with that, I think is very similar to, and people can read this, it's linked in my story, the 7,000 word article in the Atlantic, which is broken windows theory, which is essentially, people who don't know, if things look bad, conditions around them become bad criminally. That's the root of the argument. And it's not that different, Jeff. I think we're having an argument in the city of if it looks better in places, will crime lessen? I think it's an interesting question and doesn't necessarily have to be punitive to minorities and the poor. It just stop and frisk policies can be in terms of policing.
In the meantime, Brent Taylor did mention, and this is, you know, it's alarming that we don't have an official census, obviously, this year, but according to the data, they believe it is believed that 5,000 Memphians left the city this year.
Yeah, I mean the senator didn't mention that, but it was context to the idea that he said people are leaving. And 5,200 people, the American Census Bureau, they do an estimate every year, and 5,200 people left from July of 22 to July of 23. That's like 0.78% of the population. I do want to point out that Germantown and Bartlett also lost 0.8% of their population, which equates to like a couple hundred people each for each of those cities. So it's not necessarily everyone is fleeing Memphis, but like certainly for a city of Memphis's size, losing 5,000 people matters. And it's something I think the narrative about people leaving, you know, which we are speaking into existence on a large radio station right now, right?
Yeah. No, I have mixed feelings about Brent Taylor calling the place a war zone, a hellhole, or whatever else he called it. Like, I acknowledge you have to acknowledge the problems if you're going to solve them, but you also have some of the wonder if some of the rhetoric contributes to some of the other the problems.
It's definitely a chicken and egg situation, and like, look, I think the mayor, you know, has said that, you know, we're at a tipping point in this city, right? And I think people believe that. I think and we've talked about it before. I think people in government believe that, leaders believe that. And, you know, I think we have to acknowledge the conditions at the same time. Like, this place has a lot going for it and it can be a wonderful place to live at times. And so you have to balance those two things.
I don't have time, but next time I want you to tell me about your experience on Memphis golf courses that we were talking about yesterday in terms of the, in terms of some of the wonderful things about this city. Cause I agree. All right, Sam, it's been all over the place. I really appreciate your reporting and your willingness to come on and talk about it. Even as I send scattered questions your way. So thank you very much.
Have a great day, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Appreciate it. If you are getting something framed this season, whether it's you got diplomas, you got wedding photos, you got all sorts of stuff. Maybe your kid's jersey last year of high school sports. Head on into the Frame Corner. 5035 Park Avenue is the address. They specialize in custom framing. They can make it look beautiful. What they do is preserve memories. 5035 Park Avenue, Frame Corner, framecornermemphis.com. Got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the 2024 Touchdown Club of Memphis. Next speaker on Monday, June 10th, Cole Kublik, ESPN and SEC college football analyst. The 2024 speaker series with the Touchdown Club of Memphis featuring Cole Kublik. Get your tickets now at 92.9ESPN.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Baseball season is heating up. With the free Odyssey app, you can get the most entertaining local coverage of your team while you're at work or on the go. Stay locked in and in the know with your favorite hosts as they bring you unfiltered takes, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Don't miss any of the action. Stream the shows you love live or on demand with the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today for free.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Price excludes 695 PF. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561-0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG510-849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/2024 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
I got Jeff Allen on the line to hear about some crazy deals happening at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Randy, I'd love to give all our customers our best deal. 2024 Kia Forte LXS gets 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 282 miles EPA estimated range will get you where you want to go in the 2023 Kia EV6 win, $249 a month, plus a 2024 Telluride LX, $357 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing and 24-month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9 and peace of mind with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, we'll make you happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
The NBA playoffs have tipped off, but it's not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to use on same-game parlays, live bets, championship futures, and so much more. So take that long favorite and laugh to the bank. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K to get started. FanDuel is an official sports betting partner of the NBA and 92.9 ESPN. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire just 7 days after receipt. And if you have a gambling problem, make sure to reach out to the Tennessee Red Line. That number is 1-800-889-9789.
Visit Frontier Western Store today for new shirts and boots. Frontier is your top Carhartt store in the Mid-South. There's thousands of in-stock shirts and jeans. They have the classic K87 pocket tee in every color they make, including new ones just released. Available small to 4X. Want new jeans? Frontier has you covered with super tough work denim by Carhartt. And you've got to check out their selection of Ariat jeans for men, women, and children. You'll love how easy it is to find the size and style you need. Have you seen Frontier's remodeled world-famous boot showroom? It continues to expand. New styles by area just arrived, plus plenty of in-stock proven classics, too. Whether you need work or dress boots, trust that Frontier's the place to come. See thousands of pairs of Ariat boots and thousands more by Dan Post, Corral, Durango, Rocky, Twisted X, and others. And Frontier's pricing is lower than online and chain stores, so you know just the local shop to visit. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Locally owned and operated since 1967.
The Memphis Italian Festival is happening Thursday through Saturday at Marquette Park. Bring the family to enjoy fun in Luigi Land, bocce, cornhole, live music, mouth-watering Italian cuisine, and wait for it, The Hideaway is back this Friday and Saturday from 5 till 11. Admission is only $50 more and includes your food and drinks. Plus, get a $10 raffle ticket for your chance to win a 2024 Chevy Trailblazer LS. For tickets, visit MemphisItalianFestival.org. The Memphis Italian Festival, sponsored by Chuck Hutton Chevrolet.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
That's right.
I always appreciate Sam being willing to come on and talk to us about it. And I try to talk about this stuff because I care deeply. I think the answers are complicated, you know? I think the answers are super complicated. And I appreciate all those who are rolling up their sleeves and trying to do something because I do. I care deeply about this place. And I want us to turn it around. So I appreciate Sam being willing to come on and talk about it. Over at FanDuel, by the way, if you are not in on the action yet, if you are a new customer, you have one little winning $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets popped into your account if you're a new customer. So you just have to go to FanDuel.com and use the promo code /Calkins. That's C-A-L-K-I-N-S. That's my name. And then you'll be able to do it. Get in on all the action. FanDuel is safe. It's secure. It's official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older. President of Tennessee. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is now withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Any word on David Jones yet?
I have not seen anything across the timeline, Jeff.
Big day here in the city of Memphis for the University of Memphis. What else is coming up on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming next on Jason and John. Jason will be joined by Mark Giannotto as well as Norton Hurd today. David Cobb will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. David will also join Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for Now Work's Done.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Lowe's knows every project starts with the right tools and equipment. And during Craftsman Days, you can save big on what you need from a brand you trust. Get a free Select V20 tool when you buy a Select battery 2-pack. Plus, save $50 on a V20 string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit. Now only $99. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 5/29 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Get ready, because the Gossett Mitsubishi Motors Summer Sales Event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossett in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. 18,960 or 279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossett 27,350 or 399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossett 29,865 or 449 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Mirage RHFO 9083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU01 10764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO 53896, MSRP 30895, PF 695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, The HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skinned knees, your one-of-a-kind dad deserves a gift guaranteed to take him to his happy place. Show him the love with a gift as unforgettable as he is. Omaha Steaks. Order the deluxe Father's Day gift package at omahasteaks.com. 20 unforgettable entrees plus 4 free burgers for just $89.99 when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Code SIZZLE at checkout. Omaha Steaks. America's original.